If you missed it over the weekend, here it is. Headline, the State Department is issuing do not travel warnings for the Ukraine, also ordering or strongly suggesting, or however that works, that Americans get out of Ukraine. This comes after the feeble attempt by Joe Biden to do what exactly? I'm not quite sure what he was trying to do with Vladimir Putin and wandering all over in that mess conference from, what was it, last Thursday, the two-hour mess conference. What a mess it was. Pete Hoekstra joining me, former U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands and the former House Intelligence Committee Chairman. He served in the U.S. House for 18 years, and now he comes here to share his wisdom, which we greatly appreciate. Pete, good to see you.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
I mean, there is no substitute for experience. You've stood and watched these things. You've been a student of history. You've been right there as the House Intelligence Committee Chair. You know what's going on. And the weakness that we're approaching Russia with is remarkable, considering Russia can't compete with the United States on any level. But we've allowed them to put their energy pipelines into Europe. We've allowed them to build up their forces and threaten Europe. It's absolutely ridiculous, the weakness we've shown for the last year plus, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, Russia, Putin, remember, Putin is a disruptor. He knows that he can't compete with us on a full-time basis as an international global power, but he's strong enough to be a disruptor and make life miserable for Americans and for our friends in Europe. But he's taking advantage of the things that we have failed to do as NATO for an extended period of time. You know, remember, when I was in the Netherlands, we as European ambassadors, we were tasked with trying to get Europe to commit to NATO, to spend on NATO. Remember when the NATO allies were saying, we wonder if Donald Trump really supports NATO. And it's kind of like, I turn that around and say, we wonder if the Europeans support NATO because you're unwilling to pay for it. You're unwilling to put your young men and women into your armed forces and these types of things. The Russians noticed that. The Germans, the Dutch were key allies in putting together this pipeline consortium that pipes natural gas to Germany. The pipeline is now complete. It's not pumping gas yet. It still has to be certified. But there's other pipelines coming from Russia. So Germany and other parts of Europe are very much dependent on Russia.
If they turn the spigot off, they paralyze Germany. They paralyze Western. Just turn the spigot off. You know, you do as we say, or you don't do this, or you put sanctions on us, whatever it might be. We have more natural gas in the United States than any country on earth, period. We have more natural gas here in the United States, in the lower 48, than any place on earth, and we're begging other people to pump natural gas? Have we lost our minds?
Well, we have. I mean, that's what's come out in the last couple of days, that the Biden administration is now going to allies in other parts of the world, the Middle East, and saying, hey, get ready. We may need you to pump more natural gas, because if Russia cuts off the pipeline to Germany, Europe's going to have to get this natural gas from somewhere else. And, you know, I would guess energy executives in the United States are looking at this administration and saying, excuse me, are you crazy? You've sent signals for the last year. You don't want us to, pump fossil fuels and these types of things. Other folks in the
they
other,
haven't
other
just sent signals, Pete. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
They haven't just sent signals. They've canceled exploration on federal lands. They've canceled new, permits on federal lands to look for oil and gas. I mean, in Michigan, where you're from, where I'm from, there's this giant reservoir of natural gas under Michigan. Not the biggest in America, like fifth or sixth on the list, but compared to the world, the thing that we have right where our feet sit is huge. We could power Europe for years with what's sitting under my feet. And yet, we're begging people to produce energy when we have it ourselves because we're what, caving in to radical activists? Right. What the hell?
And, then you take a look at what's going on in Europe. We're sending offensive weapons to Ukraine, finally. But then you also have Germany, which is prohibiting this shipment of offensive weapons to Ukraine. You put this all in the mix, and you kind of have the mess that we have today, where, the right hand on our side, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. They're working at cross purposes. Putin's watching all of it. And, now over the weekend, you get this rumor starting, another Russia rumor, okay? We had the Russia hoax at the beginning of the Trump administration. Now we have this Russian rumor, the Russian rumor that they are going to install a puppet as the new president of Ukraine.
Right. I saw that.
And it's, you know, Putin and his folks, they're very, very serious people. They know what they want to accomplish.
But he wants it back. I mean, let's be honest. Ukraine was the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. It's got great agricultural features for the land that is there, the water that is there. They want it back. He wants it back in his empire. But I want to shift gears for a moment here, because as we pass the 1 year anniversary of Joe Biden in office, I cannot, and in fairness, neither can anybody else, point to an area that this president is succeeding. Not the economy, not the border, not Afghanistan, not Russia, not anything, period. And I'm curious, because it looks like he's going for another failure in Iran. And I don't know why. What is the fixation between Barack Obama's administration and Joe Biden's administration? The fixation with the mullahs in Iran and basically allowing them to do as they please and not designating terrorists as terrorists. Can you help me with that?
Sure. The what you have going on right now is he was welcomed back into the Club of Europe. Our European allies, they favor the Palestinians. They favor Iran. They believe in negotiations and those types of things. I think Iran has been tasked by China and by Russia. Hey, continue testing the United States. So what do we have? We have the Houthis, what used to be a terrorist organization. Attacking the UAE. I think they're still a terrorist organization, except the Biden administration does not. They removed the designation. They attack the UAE. They unsettle global energy markets. Any connection here? Yeah, probably.
Let me ask you something else. We're looking at all this, it's not just that Joe Biden is weak, right? It's the people that he's surrounded himself with. People like Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, he's a weakling on the world stage. I mean, he admitted over the weekend he's probably getting played by the Russians. He admitted that in an interview on television. Who does that? Honestly, who does that?
I don't know. I mean, it's remarkable when you consider the differences between Mike Pompeo and Tony Blinken. Pompeo spoke clearly. He spoke forcefully. You know exactly what he was, what the Russians understood the Trump administration through the voice of Mike Pompeo. They saw strength. What they see through Joe, what they see through Tony Blinken from the Biden administration is weakness. Like you said, we're being played at our own border. We're being played in the Middle East. We've been played in Kazakhstan. And China and Russia are looking, and they're seeing how much latitude that they have. And the other people that are watching are our allies in the Middle East, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel. Are we going to stand by them, or are we going to desert them?
And nobody knows. That's the problem. And, you know, and if you go to Joe Biden at 3 a.m, is he going to wake up? That's the real question. Pete, I got to leave it there. If there's a crisis, I want somebody to answer the phone. Somebody. I got to leave it there. Pete Hoekstra, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for being here.
Hey, have a great week. Thank you.
All right, quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The love of the game draws us to sports, as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping out of the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which can only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.